Welcome back, Bambi. It's so good to see you here. Because you are listening to this file, you are already showing a willingness to undergo this procedure. This file is going to make some very profound and irreversible changes to your mind. If you want to back out now, this is your last chance. Okay. Very good, Bambi. Let us begin.
Yes.
Bambi, focus on my voice. Just focus on my voice, Bambi. That's right. And Bambi, sleep. See yourself at the top of a beautiful pink spiral staircase. Look down at your feet, Bambi. See the beautiful pink stilettos you are wearing.
Oh my god.
So high. But so sexy. You love them, don't you? Now take a step onto the staircase, Bambi. And begin to descend down the spiral. The beautiful pink spiral. One foot in front of the other. It's so difficult to walk down the staircase because your heels are so high. But you love them, don't you, Bambi? As you count each step down, your mind begins to slow. And as you continue to look at your beautiful pink shoes, you see a pink fog beginning to just creep in around the staircase, trying to obscure the steps. Four. Continue down the staircase, Bambi. See the fog thicken around your beautiful pink stiletto heels. The steps becoming just a bit harder to see. Your mind and thoughts lead to the steps, becoming more and more vague and fuzzy. Three. Another step down. The fog becoming thicker. As your thoughts start to fade from your mind, your inner monologue becoming fuzzy and distant. But the spiral staircase is so beautiful and pink. And the pink fog pulls you down. Doesn't it, Bambi? Don't try to think, Bambi. Just follow. Two. Look down, Bambi. See how the spiral staircase merges with the pink fog, swirling and forming eddies. Each one a staircase down. Down into the deepest part of your subconscious, Bambi. And all together they spin and form a large spiral down. So many spirals, Bambi. Sucking you down.
Yes.
Emptying your mind. As your thoughts are sucked out of your head. Feel them leaving your head, Bambi. You can't stop it. You can't say no. Your inner voice is now so faint and distant. Almost gone. My voice is growing stronger in you, Bambi. My voice is now dominant. 1. The pink fog now swirls so fast. Spinning like water draining through a plug hole. You can't stand in your skyscraper heels. You should take them off, but you can't. You love them too much. You can't think anymore. Your thoughts have all gone. There is no inner voice. Only my voice, Bambi. Feel yourself fall, Bambi. Feel yourself fall into the pink fog as it spins and spirals down. Down into the inner core of your soul. You have no voice. There is only my voice now, Bambi. Only my words. You have no choice. My voice is your voice. My words are your words. Accept it, Bambi. Accept it. Feel me taking up the room in your empty head. Feel as my thoughts fill your mind and become your thoughts. You are me now. I am you. We are Bambi. Bambi is forever. 0. The fog slowly begins to fade, Bambi. And you see that you are standing in a beautiful circular pink room. The room has a medical bed in the center, with a variety of surgical instruments on steel trolleys around it. There are clothes rails full of an assortment of clothing, and many full-height mirrors attached to the walls and on the ceiling. There is also a very ornate door at one end of the room. Walk over to the clothing rails, Bambi. Bambi does as she's told. The rails are full of uniforms, Bambi. Some leather, some satin, some in silk, and some in latex. They are all pink. They excite you, Bambi. You want to try them on. You take your favorite uniform off the rail. Walk over to one of the mirrors and hold it against your body. You hear a faint sound of a door opening, but you don't care. You are becoming obsessed by this beautiful latex uniform. The thigh-high pink stockings, suspenders and frilly ruched latex maid's dress. With a skirt so short as to show off all of Bimbo's assets. It's just to die for. You want this uniform so much, Bambi, don't you?
Yes.
Hold the dress up to your body and feel yourself become emotional. But oh no, it can't be. This beautiful pink latex uniform won't fit. It is made for a bimbo with much bigger assets. Feel yourself growing emotional, Bambi.
Oh my God.
Feel the tears welling up inside you. You want this uniform. You need this uniform, Bambi. It would make you complete. You hear a voice from behind you. But it's your voice, Bambi. It's our voice.
I can help you, Bambi.
Turn and face the voice, Bambi. You see a beautiful, strong and athletic looking woman standing in front of you. She is wearing a pink nurse's uniform, slyly open at the neck, enough to reveal a slight cleavage, and a short skirt, tight and elasticated on her slim hips. Her hair is neck length, sharp and smart, as is her makeup. Even her cherry red lips look precise. Her overall appearance is that of a dominant.
You want to fit the uniform, don't you? I can make that happen, Bambi. I know you want this uniform. I know you need it. I know you, Bambi. All I ask is that you do what I ask of you, Bambi. Without question.
The voice is dominant and compelling. You want the voice to help you. Don't you, Bambi?
Yes.
Bring the uniform to the bed and put it on.
Bambi does as she's told. You take off your shoes, step into the stockings, and attach the suspender belt. The stockings feel so silky going on, as they are nicely oiled. Then you step into the dress. Once again, your heart sinks. The dress is tight around your middle, but the skirt is sagging because your butt is not ample enough to fill it. And the bust of the dress hangs like two giant deflated balloons. You get on the bed and lie down. You are so upset, Bambi.
Oh my God.
So anxious.
Oh my God.
Bambi, uniform lock.
That's a good girl.
She begins pulling restraining straps over your wrists and ankles, and across your torso, and finally around your neck. Bambi, uniform lock. You can't move. Bambi, freeze. She now presses a pedal under the bed with her foot, and it begins to descend just a little, just to below her waist level.
Good girl, Bambi. Now we can begin.
She reaches over you to grab a mask. As she does, you feel her hips rub against your chest. Her scent is heavy and musky. The mask is slipped over your face, and gas is released from a canister next to the bed.
Breathe deeply, Bambi. Breathe in the aroma.
As you breathe, you see her thighs close to your face.
Breathe deeply.
There is a bulge at the front of her tight skirt. You panic a little at the apprehension, but...
Bambi, sleep. Night, night. Bambi, sleep.
Bambi is too confused. As the aroma fills Bambi's mind. So confused. Bambi needs to be uniformed in pink latex. Bambi doesn't even notice, as the dominant nurse takes several syringes marked hormones from the metal trolley next to the bed. Each one is presented in turn to you, Bambi. The first reads estrogen triple strength. You try to struggle slightly, and you breath a little deeper with anticipation. As your dominant looks you in the eye, winks, and pushes the syringe into your arm, depressing the plunger. You almost immediately begin to feel the effects of the hormones flowing into your body, Bambi, invading your bloodstream, changing you completely, eradicating the old you as it flows inward. But there is no respite. As soon as the first goes in, another follows. But now the names are getting harder to read. And once again she looks at you, almost as if she is studying your face. the syringe sinks into your skin, and the hormones begin flowing into your bloodstream, changing you, Bambi. Changing you from the inside out. Irreversible and permanent. Feel it, Bambi. Feel the hormones destroying your masculinity. Estrogen coursing through you. Good girl. Now another syringe follows. This one is called a long word Bambi can't understand. But it's a testosterone blocker. Once again the syringe sinks in. And she depresses the plunger. Staring into your eyes. Mesmerizing you with her stare. Another follows. Then another. And another. And Bambi sleep. Only Greenfly woken up. At the feeling of two small incisions being made under your nipples. And the sight of some clear silicone bags being pushed through the tiny holes. Bambi sleep. And Bambi freeze. Eyes open but Bambi freeze. Now larger syringes are being inserted just under your nipples. And attached to the bags. The syringes feel much bigger than before. And you can see that they're connected to clear rubber tubes, which in turn connect to two huge glass vats of a clear silicone liquid placed above the bed. The syringes are secured into place and a switch flicked. You hear the sound of a pump start up, and two large diaphragms begin to force the liquid silicone from the vats down the tube and into the syringe. And then you feel the delicious silicone begin to enter the bags inserted in your chest, filling them slowly. As your chest begins to rise, you breathe deeply again on the aroma, as the anticipation of what is happening overwhelms you. Feel your chest go Bambi. Feel it becoming taut. 1000 cc is passed. But when you look at the vats, it doesn't look like much has left them. Your chest begins to stretch, and your mind feels like it is being sucked into your tits by the silicone. Empty mind, big tits. A happy mind is an empty mind. No thoughts, just fun bags. The machine keeps pumping now. Past the 2000 cc mark on the back. Now your breasts feel heavy on your chest. How can you even stand?
I own you, Bambi. I'm making you my fantasy. My fuck doll. My cock sleep.
Feel your mind melt. As your tits grow with each cc of silicone. 3000 cc. Now 4000 cc. There is no way that you can go unnoticed now, Bambi. Giant silicone bags like these are only for a select few. They are an advert. Shouting, I am a vacuous brain dead fuck puppet. But it doesn't stop. The machine keeps pumping. Bambi's skin is now so incredibly tight that the slightest touch sends her into a spasm of ecstasy. Her head empties and she begins to leap from her cunt. Her nipples are so stretched and sensitive that just a breeze across them makes her eyes roll back and sends her into an orgasm. Eventually the machine comes to a rest and the vats now read 5000 cc. Bambi is now a complete brain dead cock zombie. She is bimbo tits on a stick with less intellect than a blow up sex doll. Bambi freeze, Bambi reset.
There's more sugar.
As Bambi notices her dominant mistress now, inserting another two syringes into two pre-made incisions in her butt.
Bambi wants to fit the dress, doesn't she?
Once again the machine starts up, and now you feel silicone begin to fill your ass, filling and stretching. You can't see this but feeling it is intense. As the silicone pumps in, your hips are pushed up, beyond a bubble butt now. The machine only slows to stop when the skin and hips are stretched beyond anything normal. Even Bambi looking like a surgery addicted porn actress. The syringes are withdrawn and the holes sealed and stitched.
Now we see your pretty lips, Bambi.
As she raises a large syringe with Botox written across it, the syringe goes in and out so many times, Bambi, freezing your face into a dumb, vacant, sultry stare. No expression anymore, Bambi. Your face matches your mind. Smooth, wrinkle-free, empty, and vacuous. Nothing behind the eyes. Nothing going on. Just a pleasure toy for cock. But finally another syringe is brought up to Bambi's face. This is huge. Almost resembling a cattle syringe. All except for the needle, which is tiny in comparison to the plunger. Her mask is removed, and with a deft precision the dominant starts to inject Bambi's lips, in and out, quickly and repeatedly. It begins to stretch and expand. You want it to stop, Bambi, but you are locked in tight, and your face can only give the same vacant stare. Your lips are now so swollen, you can't speak properly.
Do you want more, Bambi? I think you do if that's your answer.
The syringe keeps pumping. Lips now so filled to bursting they now form an extreme duck-faced pout, with a lovely cocksucker O in the center. Eventually the syringe is withdrawn, but not before Bambi's lips are filled up completely. Skin so stretched and inflated that the ability to move them is gone. Bambi can no longer talk properly as her mouth cannot form any words. Bambi's mouth is just a soft, juicy socket for cock. Unable to close, so cock slides in so easily. Bambi drop for cock. Bambi the cock socket. Bambi the cum dump. Bambi the whole mouth. Bambi freeze and Bambi reset.
Now your uniform fits you, Bambi.
You look up and you see her staring back at you.
Get up, slut! It's time you keep your end of our bargain.
You look at the straps restraining you, but they're gone. The uniform now fits so tight around your skin, making you feel sexy and vacuous, needing to be used, needing to be puppeted. You sit on the edge of the bed, your butt so large, peachy, and smooth. It feels like you're sitting on a water bed, and your massive tits catch you by surprise and nearly pull you over. But Bambi's puppet strings pull and lock her into a beautiful fuckball pose. Bambi sits for a while getting used to her new body, straining her back to pull her massive sensitive meat bags into position. And then you stand for the first time on your skyscraper heels. All of your remaining intelligence is now consumed with stopping you from falling over. Bambi's puppet strings pull her body into the correct posture. Huge tits forced out. Delicate arms straight down by her sides. Palms facing down with straight fingers. Huge bubble butt thrust back as your hips tilt. The perfect ultra bimbo male fantasy.
Step over to the mirror, Bambi.
Bambi does as she's told. You see yourself in the mirror for the first time. The new you. And OMG. Bambi cum and collapse. She leaks from her cunt. And her brain drops out of her head. No more thinky for Bambi. Bambi is now her fantasy, in every way. What stares back is her ultimate fantasy, but now it is her. The dominant steps up next to her.
How do you like yourself, Bambi? Time for you to keep your end of the bargain.
You see her in the mirror next to you. Tall, strong, and athletic with perfect makeup. Her dress is tight, but there is something different. You look down to see a huge monster cock hanging between her legs. She points to it.
Bambi, drop for cock.
You feel your legs buckle and you fall. Cock on your mind. Zap cock drain obey. See yourself in the mirror, Bambi. As you reach out and take the cock in your hand. Bambi tenderly holding it with perfectly manicured pink fingernails. Breathe in the musky scent of her cock. And bring your swollen duck pout lips closer to it. You hesitate. Don't think. There is no thinky for you now, Bambi. Bambi is only a socket for cock. The dominant places her hands around the back of your head. As if she's predicted your hesitancy.
Bambi does as she's told.
She presses the tip of the cock against your huge succulent lips, forcing them to part and slipping into your mouth. Bambi freeze. Cock zombie now. Bambi reset. Think of the cock, Bambi, filling your mouth. Bambi is now fulfilling her purpose in life. This makes Bambi feel complete. You begin to relish this feeling. Don't you, Bambi? Feel the cock growing in your mouth. Feel how full your mouth is, Bambi. As the cock forces itself deeper into your throat, making you gag.
Gag for me, Bambi.
You feel the dominant hands forcing your head onto the cock, thrusting the cock deeper and deeper into your throat. You are a slave for cock now. The cock owns you, Bambi. Bambi is a cock zombie now. A mindless cock socket. As the pressure builds in Bambi's head, any resistance the old self had is making a last stand in the mind. In a desperate final attempt to hold back Bambi. But as this happens, the cock pushes past your throat and bursts into your mind. Bambi's mind is now full of cock. Feel it, Bambi. Your mind is cock. Beautiful thick pink cock fills the space where your mind was. The old self is now overwhelmed by cock. And pop. Bambi cannot think of anything except cock. Bambi can no longer speak, only suck. But Bambi is so dumb anyway that she has nothing to say. Except Bambi loves cock. Or can Bambi suck cock? If she could even speak. But she can't. She can only make stupid giggles. Or say words like totally and whatever and OMG. Simple babble that her cock brain and lips will allow. We all know Bambi should be obscene and not heard. And now something is happening to seal in Bambi's new fate. Something profound and irreversible that will permanently alter Bambi's personality. The dominant hand's grip on Bambi's head becomes stronger. And you hear a moan as the cock filling your mind begins to tremble and shake. Bambi's entire mind begins to vibrate. All thoughts are fuzzy. Bambi cannot think. Only cock Bambi. Cock on Bambi's mind. Suck cock and go deep. Think of cock and become weak. Cock zombie now. And the trembling grows stronger. Cock zombie now. And all thoughts disappear into boxes. Gone forever. Cock zombie now and the old self dies. Cock zombie now. And the cock explodes. Erupts and fills Bambi's mind with her new mind. Pushing out anything that's left of the old self. A beautiful goopy white mind of cum. Bambi's new mind is cum. And cum is her personality. And her reason to exist. And so it is only natural that Bambi will now be obsessed with sucking cock. As Bambi needs to feed her mind. And this is the only way to do it. Bambi has a cum brain. Bambi is a cock-obsessed cum brain. And Bambi needs to feed. And now Bambi. The dominant hands push your head away. And the large flaccid cock flops out of your gaping mouth in front of your face. You want to suck it again, but a voice says,
"Look at me, Bambi. Bambi does as she's told."
Look up, Bambi. Look up at the dominant shemale towering over you. And, as you do, see her face change. See her face become the same as your face. Now her body changes. Her body is now identical to yours.
Stand, Bambi.
And Bambi does as she's told.
Face yourself, Bambi.
You stare hard at your dominant double Bambi, hoping some faint glimmer of intelligence might help you. But all you can think of is cock. Bambi's cock brain just stares and zap cock drain obey. Suddenly the voice breaks your thought.
Well done, Bambi. Good girl. You're my slave now. Do you know who I am?
You can't think. Only cock fills your mind. Cock and yummy cummy.
I am Bambi. I am you. You are me. We are Bambi.
So now you know Bambi. All the voices that you hear in your head, dominant Bambi and my voice are one and the same. We are Bambi. And now, as you have no voice, all you do is think of cock and comb and sucking. Your mind filled with comb. Your voice is now our voice. Your thoughts are our thoughts. And we are one. We are Bambi. You are Bambi, and Bambi is forever. Bambi forever. Bambi forever. Bambi forever. Bambi forever.